107.7 Today FM. It is my absolute pleasure this morning to have celebrity chef Charmaine Broughton on the phone. How's it going, Char?
I'm doing really well. How are you? It's so nice to chat with you in person.
Yeah.
We just communicate via social media.
Yes.
So what a delight to actually, you know, hear your voice and talk to you on the radio.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love sending Char a DM on Instagram. That's all the time.
Well, if you're ever in need of a cooking question answered, I'm your gal.
Absolutely. Yes, she's so fast to send you a message back. So, Char, we're talking Mother's Day as it's coming up this weekend, and I understand you have some fabulous, delicious, and doable recipes for us.
I sure do. So what I've done is I've broken down the recipes into different moms.
Oh.
So the first one, I'm starting with the brunch loving mom, because there's all those, there's, you know, a certain group of moms that love to get together and brunch together, and or perhaps gather around with your kids and your family and enjoy a fabulous pudding with aged cheddar, fresh herbs, and sun-dried tomatoes.
Ooh.
This is absolutely delicious. And dads, if you are listening, you know, take good note of all of the ingredients. So perhaps you can whip this up for your brunch-loving wife. So for this recipe, we're going to start off with some eggs and some 35% cream and some Dijon mustard and salt and pepper and nutmeg. And you want to buzz all this up in your food processor. And, I mean, you could do it with a whisk, but adding it to the food processor adds a lot of air. So it really gives this bread pudding a really souffled look and texture. And once you get all your egg mixture all whipped up, then you are going to toss it with some cubed day-old croissants. If you didn't have croissants, you could use some cubed sourdough bread as well, and or you could do half and half. And then you're going to add in 1 cup of chopped mixed herbs. So this is a great excuse to use up any leftover fresh herbs you have kicking around in your fridge.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use a combination of mint and dill and basil and parsley, but really whatever you have on hand. And then 1 cup of grated cheddar cheese, some green onions, some sun-dried tomatoes. You're going to toss it all together. You're going to place it into a 9 by 13 inch well-greased casserole dish. And then before it goes in the oven, just scatter on some additional grated cheddar cheese. Into the oven it goes for 30 minutes. And when it comes out, it will really souffle up and it just presents so beautifully. Your house will smell amazing. And then you're going to garnish the finished bread pudding with some additional chopped fresh herbs. And it's just a fabulous, cozy, amazing brunch dish to celebrate mom.
Yeah, yum. It's kind of a savory brunch dish. I love that.
Yeah, it's savory bread pudding. And hey, the other thing is, you know, I've got a suggestion to add in some sun-dried tomatoes and aged cheddar cheese, but if you had brie cheese or if you had some smoked salmon, you can add that as well. It's almost like a clean out your refrigerator of bread pudding. So you can put, you know, your own little twist on it as well.
Yeah, for sure. It sounds delicious. What else are we serving up for Mother's Day?
And the next recipe is the burger-loving mom. So I love hamburgers. I love eating with my hands.
Yeah.
And this is my tilapia burger with a ginger avocado mash and pickled onions.
Ooh.
So for the pickled onions, you're just going to bring up to a boil some vinegar and a little bit of sugar. And then you're going to add in a very thinly sliced red onion. Let that sit ideally overnight. You just want to stir it once or twice. And then the next day you've got these beautiful, soft, pickled red onions. They're just a fabulous garnish for this burger and or a salad and or a sandwich. For the ginger avocado mash, we're going to mash up some ripe avocados, some chopped fresh mint, some fresh ginger, some hot sauce, salt, garlic, and a little bit of lime zest. So you're going to mash that all together. And then for the tilapia burgers, you're going to chop up some boneless, skinless tilapia, add that to your food processor, pulse it until it resembles like almost flaked tuna.
Mm.
And then you're going to add that to a bowl and add some breadcrumbs, some green onions, sesame oil, garlic, salt, pepper, and onion powder, a little bit of pepper. And then you're going to form them into 4 patties. Place them on a baking sheet lined with parchment paper. You're just going to add on some toasted sesame seeds. And you're going to evenly place the sesame seeds on both sides of each burger. Into the oven it goes for about 25 minutes. And you've got these amazing, gorgeous tilapia burgers. The other great thing about this recipe is because the burgers are baked, it's far less cleanup, you know, than pan frying. And perhaps you don't have your barbecue going yet. And then you're going to put the burgers on a bun with the pickled onions and the avocado mash. And it's just, these burgers have so much flavor and texture. They're just amazing. And no doubt your mom will enjoy them.
Sounds delicious. I'm not really a fish burger person, but this sounds like something I would eat.
So good. And hey, if the listeners aren't a fan of tilapia, you could absolutely use salmon as well. And I've got all the recipes up on my website with all the tips and tricks.
Absolutely. And that's CharmaineBroughton.com for the listeners who want to check your website out. And do we have a sweet for Mother's Day as well?
We do. Ooh-hoo. So this is a sweet with a healthy twist. So this is for the plant protein loving mom and or the mom maybe like myself. I'm really into fitness and I like to have like quick healthy treats ready to go midday. So when I'm craving something sweet, I'm reaching for something with some nutrients. So these are my carrot cake energy truffles. Absolutely delicious. Yeah, if you love carrot cake.
Yeah.
If you love carrot cake, you will absolutely love these truffles. Uses nothing but pantry staple items. They whip up so quickly, so much flavor, and it's something that the kids could do for mom as well, and, you know, pack them in a little candy box and give it to mom for Mother's Day. So for this recipe, you need some flaked coconut and some peanuts and some oats. Pulse that up in the food processor. Add a cup of grated carrots. I like to add some vanilla protein powder and then some chia flax and hemp seed for all that plant protein and fiber and healthy fats. I like to sweeten it up with just a splash of molasses. And you're going to add some vanilla, cinnamon, ginger, and salt. So you're going to buzz up the mixture in the food processor. It literally takes just seconds. Form that mixture into 8 even-sized truffles. You could do 16, but they'll be much smaller. And they are absolutely delicious. It tastes just like a carrot cake, but it's got a ton of plant protein from the peanuts and the chia flax and hemp seed, and then the additional protein from the protein powder. So it's just a great midday snack for mom, you know, post-workout, or if she's craving something at 3 p.m. but doesn't want to reach for, you know, a candy bar or leftover mini eggs or something.
Yeah, we're all reaching for those mini eggs right now.
Yeah, you and me both. I need to start reaching for these carrot cake truffles.
Absolutely. Well, those sound delicious. I'm a big carrot cake fan.
Oh, well, you should try them, and they freeze well. And yeah, it's just a great snack to have on hand if you're craving something but want to eat a little bit healthier.
Amazing. Well, I'm sure mom is just going to love all these recipes. And hopefully the listener hears this and makes it for mom.
Yes, and I think you'll have all of the recipes. I'll send you a link and you can post all the recipes up to the website there. And yeah, if any listeners have any questions, cooking questions, they're welcome to reach out, and Chef Char will be to the rescue.
Yes, amazing. Well, thank you so much, Char, and happy Mother's Day.
Oh, my absolute pleasure, and happy Mother's Day to all those listeners out there as well.